234-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you can, please store that phone number in your cell phone. Put it in for Trucker Randy. Anytime you want to text me during the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. One of the things that I think people need to understand, and the mainstream media is not receptive to Donald Trump, him coming back as the 47th president. Based on what happened in Mar-a-Lago yesterday, over an hour taking questions on all kinds of different topics, right off the top of his head without a teleprompter, Donald Trump was back. But I noticed something that was very interesting in his demeanor, in his interacting with the media. Donald Trump is not going to take any crap from any reporter basically ever again. A couple of the crazy far left leaning liberal progressives were there and he called on them. But as soon as they started going down the path of asking a obvious, very clearly politically slanted question, Trump cut him off. Sorry, I don't agree with the premise of your question. I don't agree with what you're saying. Your little grandstanding here, okay, is not going to be tolerated. You want to ask me a good question? I'll answer it. You're going to go down this progressive, grandstanding, biased line of questioning? I'm not going to talk to you. And he basically cut him off. Now, one thing that was very, very interesting. October 7th. A day that will live in infamy for the Jewish people. When they were brutally attacked. Now, what, a couple years ago. 23 was that? I don't even remember. It's been so long. Hostages still being held by Hamas. Some of them Americans. Donald Trump has an expert negotiator who speaks the language. He's bilingual. He's already been over there talking to the Hamas leaders, telling them point blank, you got to release the hostages, and it's got to be done before Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th at noon, a week from this coming Monday. I'm here to tell you, you do not want to deal with Donald Trump at roughly 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, January 20th. Why? Because the inauguration will be over, his speech will be done, he will be heading back to the Oval Office, and he will be getting the keys to the military, to the political and nuclear football. He will be back in charge. He will be the commander in chief. he will be in charge of the military. And Donald Trump has told me to convey to you that the hostages will be released before his inauguration, or there'll be, quote, hell to pay, end quote. He even called Steve, I believe is his first name, the gentleman up to the stage. He described on how he was flying back to Israel later today or tomorrow morning and continue the negotiations of a peace agreement in the Middle East. Donald Trump interrupted Steve while he was talking to reporters, taking a couple of questions. And President Trump said, well, I don't want to say anything that will screw up the negotiations that Steve's been working on. But I'm going to make it very clear. And he didn't just stop at Hamas. He said the Middle East. There will be hell to pay in the Middle East if those hostages are still being held when I get sworn in. Folks, this brought me right back to January 20th of 1981. I, Ronald Wilson Reagan, do solemnly swear. Immediately, I believe it was ABC News I was watching at the time, went to a split screen. A C-130 cargo plane with the belly down as the hostages that had been held for 444 days by Iran, the Ayatollahs that took over after the Shah of Iran was removed by Jimmy Carter. Kind of interesting. He's laying in state right now in the Capitol for his funeral. And two issues are coming up the day before his funeral. Well, actually, 2 days, yesterday and today. Him giving the Panama Canal to the government of Panama, which is now acquiesced and outsourced it to China, and the hostages. The hostages that Jimmy Carter screwed up because of his weak foreign policies allowed American hostages to be taken by our embassy was under siege, and they took them for 444 days. Ronald Reagan said very simply, the day I'm sworn into office, if those hostages are still there, I'm blowing Iran off the face of the earth. I'll kill everybody. I'll kill the hostages. I'll kill everybody. Iran will no longer be on the face of the earth if they're still there. As soon as he put his hand on the Bible, they split screened to that cargo plane and those hostages were being walked out. And before he ended his inaugural speech, the C-130 cargo plane, the belly closed up and it taxied down the runway and the pilots punched it and it took off and was airborne. The hostages were flying home before Ronald Reagan finished his speech. With Donald Trump saying this yesterday, if those hostages are still there on January 20th, there will be hell to pay in the Middle East. One of the stupid liberal reporters followed that question, that statement up with a question of President Trump. Well, what exactly does that mean? What exactly, sir, would that look like? Like Donald Trump is going to explain his military options to this idiot reporter. Donald Trump paused and he looked at the guy and he says, what the hell do you think it means? There will be hell to pay in the Middle East. Next question. Took the mic back from Steve, thanked him for his work. Good luck, safe travels. Get back to Israel and fix this. not even the acting president right now. And this is what he's working on, and this is what's going to happen before a week from Monday, January 20th, during his inauguration. This war in the Middle East is going to be over. The hostages are going to be released. Donald Trump is going to work out a deal and put an end to this war. NATO responding to the fact that Donald Trump is beating that drum again, Europe is not paying their fair share. When I was president for 4 years, they were. When Biden took over, they stopped paying. Well, that's going to change on day one. Reporters asked them about Biden banning 625 million acres of ocean capable drilling areas off our coastlines. Donald Trump says, I'm going to reverse it on day one. Drill, baby, drill. I'm not going to honor that stupid executive order. I'm going to undo it. Donald Trump's going to be a busy guy. I can tell you this. On Monday, January 20th, the pomp and circumstance of the inauguration, the speech, the walk back to the Oval Office. You know what? I don't even know if he's going to do that this year. He might just get in the beast and motor back to the Oval Office. I don't know if he'll take the time to walk in the open based on the assassination attempts. He may not do that. Him and Melania, they don't need to walk back to the Oval Office. Get in the beast, get back in there, and start signing. He's going to have cramps in his hand for all the signing he's going to do. Writer's cramp, guaranteed. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is really, really important. In Washington, the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate are back in session. They need to approve all of his cabinet nominees before January 20th. Got a short story on that. Wrap up of today's show. Final segment of hour number three. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Honey, honey, honey. Yes, yes, yes. Brings back memories delivering pizzas in Shelby Township, Michigan. Yep. Unbelievable. Hey, I want to talk to you guys about, again, I've been doing this every day because it's so critically important that we build our listening audience on 97.7 FM on the radio station signal. I know many of you listen online, yourdefendingfathers.com, the website for the show, WCHY.us, the website for the radio station, Simple Radio app, TuneIn app. I appreciate all that. But for those of you in the 97.7 FM listening area, you're listening to my voice right now, you listen to the music throughout the day, you enjoy the programming for the music, our sponsors. We need more people to know about 97.7 FM. We can't afford a mailer to the entire listening area. It's too many counties, too many cities. It would cost us, I don't even know, $100,000 to mail every household in our listening area, if not more. We don't have it. But what we do have is 1,000 rear window stickers. It stick to glass. They don't do really well on painted surfaces, bumpers, or your trunk lid, tail lid, whatever you have, SUV, pickup truck, tailgate, not so good. It's meant for glass. The adhesive bonds with the glass and actually sticks to it really well, so you can go through a car wash and it's not going to come off. They're not big. They're only about 3.5-4 inches by 5 in an oval with the logo on it for 97.7 FM WCHY. I'm going to ask every show for this month for you to text me your name and mailing address and how many vehicles you can put rear window stickers on the glass and simply drive around town. Become a mobile billboard for the radio station. We get more people to see the stickers. They tune in to 97.7. They hear the show. They hear the music. Our ratings go up. It's that simple. And by getting more ratings, we then fall into a different classification when it comes to advertisers. Ad agencies look only at Nielsen ratings. I've called on a few businesses. They use an ad agency downstate. A couple of them were in Grand Rapids area. Well, They don't know me. They don't know this show. They don't know our radio family. They don't know how loyal you guys are to getting this information that we give to you every single day, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Been doing it for over 12 years. In April, actually, it'll be 13. Over 9,000 hours on this microphone I have done. They don't know that. They just look at the Nielsen's ratings and say, sorry, we're not going to waste advertising on your station because of your ratings. They don't know you guys who listen all over the state of Michigan, outside of the state of Michigan. They don't know that because you're listening on the website or you're listening on the TuneIn app or Simple Radio app. We got to have more ratings for the station. Now, I'm not asking for you guys to donate money. What I'm asking is a text message of your name, your address, and how many vehicles you can put stickers on, and we'll do it for us. Get your vehicle washed, or just take a towel and dry off the back left corner of your window, your pickup truck, your SUV, your minivan, your car, whatever, and just put our sticker on there. Drive around town, get people to see it. You go shopping, you go to work, you're driving to and from work, people will see it, maybe they'll start checking it out, maybe our ratings will go up, then we can get more sponsors, and we can make this thing really take off this year, 2025. That's our goal, that's our strategy, that's our plan. We've got to do this, and we need your help. So again, text me your name, your mailing address, whether home or office, I don't care. How many stickers you can actually put on vehicles, and we will mail them to you. I've even had a couple of people go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on the donate button. They sent us $5 for the cost of the postage, the envelopes, and the stickers themselves. We need to get this done as soon as possible. January, this month, begins the first quarter of 2025. And the more people that get to listen and possibly respond to surveys by the Nielsen's rating company, we can grow the audience and get more sponsors. We greatly appreciate the help. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that and sharing. Just tell people to check out 97.7. Even if you have stickers on your vehicle, just talk about the station. We greatly appreciate it. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message.